The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Daf Beitetz. We continue our discussion, Yemiyetz Hashem, of inyanim der negea. The previous year we discussed chinuch vis-a-vis the isser of safinon, of giving a child machol sasurus to eat, of being machshel a child with others. So there are pratim over there that we didn't discuss then again. We just discussed some of the general themes and how they come into the taisus, the raisa, the rabban. When is the raisa? When is the rabban? In this good daf, daf peites, is something else. The Mishnah says, so we're talking about over here shechting four children, the Karban Pesach. The Gemara brings again the Raya of Shmai Mino Yesh Breu. We've discussed that. The Gemara is doing it. So again, there's a chinuch point over here where the way to train children to Bizoris b'mitzvahs is to give them a shtup, is to give them an incentive. The Gemara is telling us. By the way, there's something interesting over here. In the Dorim, where this idea is brought down, so the Mishnah is brought, k'dei lazariz b'mitzvahs, one of them is a zoriz, and the other one, so the Gemara notes that the other one that's not a zoriz is a shofel. We always translate the opposite of a zoriz is an atzlon. It's atzlos. The Gemara defines it as shiflus. Zrizus is the energy that comes from knowing what you want to do and feeling full of it. Not feeling full of it in a bad sense, but when a person has a strong sense of self and a person feels a sense of importance about what he wants to do, that gives him an extra energy boost. That's where zrizus comes from. The opposite of that is shiflus, is a person with a lack of importance in what he's doing. A person who does not feel a pride in what he's doing will not be a zoriz in getting to it. There are people that don't feel an importance in the job they're doing. They get about 2 or 3 hours work done in an 8-hour day. People who feel a sense of importance, a sense of urgency, a sense of mission in what they're doing make 8 hours into 8 hours. In any case, the Gemara by us says k'dei lazariz b'mitzvahs, there's a chinuch piece in that. And I'd like to discuss for a few minutes the parameters of mitzvahs chinuch. There's an interesting machlokes, the Mishnah Brura and the Meishav Dov, of the Netziv, argue whether a cotton is yoytzi de chivosei betzitzis that were made by him. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says in a few places that tzitzis, the same way they have to be made l'shma, or schach that has to be put on, has to also be put on l'shma, has to be made by somebody who's a bar chiyuv. In order to create a mitzvah object, which is yotzi dechevaseh, the person who's making it has to be a bar chiyuv. The Gemara points out that tzitzis that are made by a cotton apostle. A cotton is not mechuyev b'mitzvahs, therefore he cannot make the tzitzis. What about a cotton who you want to train him how to make tzitzis, how to do the strings of the tzitzis? So what you do is you give him the baggage, you give him the chutin, and you have him make the tzitzis. Legabe his chiyuv is yotzi dechevaseh with tzitzis that are made by him. The Mishnah Brura says yes. That means that relative to the level of his chiyuv, he is a bar chiyuv. If that's the case, he can make the tzitzis. He's yotze. On his level of chiyuv, which is only midaban, which is only chinuch, on that level, he's a bar chiyuv, and the tzitzis are kosher. The Meishav Dovah says no. Tzitzis is tzitzis. Tzitzis has to be made into kosher deraisa tzitzis that he has to do, that he needs. And that the cotton has to wear midaban on. The male of the tzitzis have to be made by a godel. But the chiyuv that the cotton has to wear the tzitzis is only the one. So when I was about to say tefillin, but tefillin's not a gear because the tefillin, if he paints it, the paint will last into the Shas Kadusa. That'll be a problem if a cotton paints the tefillin. When we talk about tzitzis, you can talk about a case where a cotton made his tzitzis at the age of 9 or 10. They're not going to last till his bar mitzvah anyways. So then there's a tzad, like we're saying, it's machlokes, the Mishnah Brura and the Meishav Dover. Moran Rav Eliyoshev says that paskins like the Meishav Dover. He does not hear the Mishnah Brura. In any case, there's a related discussion in the parameters of mitzvah chinuch, whether a mitzvah has to be done, a mitzvah that a child is doing al chinuch. The father's mechuyev to be mechanechim, let's say, to give him a lulav and esrei. Does he have to be a kind of mitzvah with all the prote mitzvahs that are inherent in mitzvahs lulav and esrei? There's a famous discussion in regarding the Gemara in Sukkot Abbezim and Beis. Over there was Ilani Amalko being makbid or not so makbid on how her children eat in the Sukkot. The Gemara discusses it back and forth. And the Ritva over there says it's clear from this discussion in the Gemara that mitzvah is chinuch is mechayiv being mechayiv the mitzvah b'chol protel. He says, I wouldn't be ma'arich in this, but yesh habish etoyim b'zeh. They think that you can give for chinuch, you can give some type of what we call today by luv and esrei a chinuch set, which is usually quite possible. It's usually eminently possible. So if that's the case, and one cannot be mechayiv mitzvah chinuch by giving that to a cotton, the cotton shakes with a luv and esrei, that's problematic. We'll do that also when he's a cotton. But that's by a lulav and esrei, that's possible. There's another discussion, seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Brura, about what happens if a child wants, for mitzvah's chinuch, to give a child kedel and aneh, the lulav and esrei, but on the first day of Sukkot, where it's not lochem, there's a chiv mitzvah sem deraisa of lukachtim lochem by yom harishon. The lukachtim lochem tells us that it has to be his. Sheula is not kosher on the first day. On the rest of Chol HaMoed, the rest of the Yontif and Chol HaMoed, the lulav is kosher, even though it's shol. It's only a din of ismachim lefnei Hashem shivas yomim. But the din of v'yom harishon, lukachim lochem by yom harishon, has to be done with shaloi. What about a kotzen who's not koinen? And a kotzen being koinen is a real problem. Many people have the eitz, so what they do is they have the lulav and esrei, they give it to the cotton as a maton, even though the cotton can't give it back, but it doesn't make a difference, because on the second day, one does not need the mitzvah to be done l'shma. The problem is, what happens if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to go to the Kaisel, and according to some poiskim, the old city in the Kaisel has kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, and it's quite possible then the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be mekayim the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav called Shiva, with a lulav that's lachem. So if a person would be in Yerushalayim, if a person is in Yerushalayim and he wants to be maknes lulav to his child, the child can't be maknes back then, because the child does not have a koyach to be maknes back as a problem. So maybe give the child, without giving it to the child, as a matan gemura, even though the child can't be maknes. But like this is yet to the mitzvah. So they want to bring a raya from the Mishnah Brura, from the Ritva by Sukkah, which talks about eating in a Sukkah without Rosh of Aruba, which he says is not beseder by a cotton. The only thing is that one can't bring a raya where there's something missing in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Like, let's say, taking a lulav where the tip is broken, or taking an esrog that has a chosah, that would yet be a problem. But taking the lulav and esrog where it's legami, the tzura of the mitzvah, it's only in concept that something's missing. L'chachem, l'chem, there's nothing physically missing in taking the lulav and esrog. There's something on a lomdishal level. It's not lochem, you weren't koinit. That, la dafka kehana, would be mitzvah. The only thing is, if you think about it, this machlokes that we pointed out between the Meishav Dover and the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura seems to be begging the point that the cotton is mekayim the mitzvah in totality. Otherwise, he's not a bar chiyuva. If a cotton would be able to take a lulav and esrog where he's not yoytze the mitzvah, it only seems he has the tzura being yoytze the mitzvah, then is he a bar chiyuva? Then he should be able to make tzitzis. Doesn't make sense. He's not a bar chiyuva. He has a din to do the tzura of the mitzvah, to be yoytze the mitzvah, to be a bar chiyuva on a level derabbanan where he's mechuyiv to take the lulav and esrog. No. That's what we're saying now. If that's the case, then it's pashut that one has to sell like the Meishav Dover, not like the Mishnah Brura, and avada the tzitzis that's made by a cotton will be possible. Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal brings also a Magen Avraham that it's mutter to tell a cotton to be take care on Shabbos. It's mutter to tell a cotton to blow shef on Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah. What about where the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos, the Magen Avraham is Mechadish? It's mutter to tell a kotzen l'tkoye b'Shabbos in order that he should be able to blow the next day. The Mechitzinuch argues, and he says that Tosis by us that's matir on the previous daf and daf peches, Yisurei Chinuch is only talking about where he's doing a mitzvah that he'll be able to do begadlusoy. What's the mitzvah of doing that he's going to do with Gadlus? He's going to eat the Karban Pesach. So you can be Mamanim on the Karban Pesach. But what about over here, where blowing on Shabbos is not something that's ever going to be mutter? You're telling us that he could do it because there's a chinuch aspect, he'll be able to blow tomorrow. But blowing on Shabbos will never be a mitzvah, even with Gadlus. The chinuch says that there's no mitzvah b'chiyai gavna. That's another point. There's what we mentioned from the Ritva. The Chaluk on the Ritva seems to be the Tais Yishon and the Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. And like we said, the Raya will be from the Meishav Dava. One other point that's interesting is an interesting story. The Taisis that we said on the previous Daf, where Taisis says that Mitzvah's Chinuch will be matter giving the child to eat from the Karbet, that he's not allowed to eat midaraisa. Giving him to eat will be okay because it's only an issa derabbanon. We point out that safina not of machlos and surus that are metamtim. Therefore, it's only an issa derabbanon. That would be mutter l'shem chinuch. There's a famous story with Rabbi Shmuel Lev Diskin. It was in Yerushalayim that one year they forgot to take challah off the matzahs. It was Leil Pesach and the matzahs are also ba'akilu. The problem is that Afrosha's Chala and Afrosha's Trumas and Maizus is also on Yom Tov. How's one going to be matzah the matzahs? The matzahs are all pebble, they're all also to eat. So Bishul Leib Diskin came up with the following Eitzah. To be makna to a child who's 12, Chelik the matzahs, what's the point? A child who's 12 is a cotton. He's not Mechui B'mitzvahs B'deraisa, except for Mitzvahs B'dibur. He's called a Mufla Samachlish B'deraisa. He has a din that all his Nadarim and all his Afrashas, Trumas, and Maizis, etc., are Chal. So you can be Makne to him, Das Aches Makne, he's Koine, the Achelik in the Matzis, Midaraisa. You don't want him to be Koine all the Matzis because there's a Tzad in Matzah that the Matzah has to belong to the person who's eating. If that's the case, you give him all the Matzis, he's not going to be able to be Makne back because the Kotlin could be Koine. Because he has Dazakas Makna, but he cannot be Makna something. A Kotlin cannot give Midaraisa any Matonis and such. So what are you going to do? Be Makna a Chele Kotlin of all the matzahs of that batch to a Kotlin. And then the Kotlin will be able to be Mafrish. Trumas in my life, we say he's a Mufla Samaklish, he's 12. He'll be able to be Magdish Chala, he'll be able to be Mafrish Chala from his Chele Kenegat all the other Chalokim. A person could always be mafish in one matzah, in one group of matzahs. He can be mafish part of the whole thing. So too, over here also, he'll be able to be mafish chala on all the matzahs, and that'll be matzah him. So that was the Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin's chab, to be makna to the kotlin his chelik in the matzah, and then he'll be able to be mafish chala from all the matzahs, everything will be mutter. That was Eitzah Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin. The Tzitz Eliezer from Blaise Yudah Waldenberg, who was nifted a few years ago in Yerushalayim, one of the Gedalia Apostolim, asked the question, why not be matter in the Sugya of Samach Vov, where they have to figure out how to bring a knife, why not just give the cut to bring the Sakin, Shomilo? Chayetz L'chinuch. Chayetz L'chinuch. The whole purpose of that is only L'chinuch. Since you have to know what's called L'chinuch, what's not, we don't have a question in the Chadish, what's yes, the tail is L'chinuch, what's not. It's interesting. L'chinuch shouldn't be any worse than the case that we discussed, which is Yamutif and Mitzvah Chinuch. So these are some minyanim in Chinuch. There's the Isser of Safinon. There's the Chiv to be Mechanim Mitzvah Deraisa. Where is there an Isser Safinon? Where is it only an Isser Safinon Midrabonon? What is the Chinuch that one is Mechiv to Deraisa? What is the level of Chinuch that one is only Mechiv to Midrabonon, etc.?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.